Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Primetime.
We're not like you. We're growing up.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Oh, my goodness.
Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanek with Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, T-minus 8 minutes until basically Armageddon. The
movie, not the action.
It's not that big a deal if Judge hits 61.
You see all the college football fans that were mad about it?
Yeah.
Yeah. ABC broadcast Wake Forest Clemson getting interrupted by some guy nobody cares about.
Can I just say that there's a couple things that bothered me over the weekend. That was one of them.
What, so the fans or the interruption?
Fans. Okay. So one of them is, ABC ESPN cut into Aaron Judge's at-bats.
Yep.
But they did the smart thing and they went split screen.
Yeah.
Why do people have a problem with that? It's split screen. You can, if you don't care about Aaron Judge, watch the left side of the screen, which is the game that you were watching.
That's my bad eye.
People
that's
love
where I got
to
the
just
patch.
They just bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, it's yeah. Like now
well,
I get it.
That's what Twitter is for.
I get it.
Is to gripe.
If it was just they switched, you know, like what was the old Raiders game?
Heidi game. Yeah, Raiders Jets. Yeah.
I get that if they did that, but they didn't. They were smart. They're like, okay, here, you want to see this too? I think that's great because honestly, I'm a little biased because I did care and I wanted to see both.
Okay, but the backwoods folks that are rooting for Clemson or Wake Forest in rural North and South Carolina.
They don't care, man.
They're still on a tube TV, and the picture's not as big as your big 85-inch flat screen. So not everybody's watching on a laser projector.
Get out of here. It's just people need to shut up. Here's the other thing that bothers me, and we'll just get it out of the way, and then we'll get to the Ducks game.
Sure.
But there were some Oregon State fans apparently throwing things at the USC contingent after the game.
Yeah.
And it really bothers me when we take – this type of behavior, I don't know if you saw the Texas Tech, the end of that game. They stormed the field, and there was a Texas Tech fan that shoved a Texas player. There's also, on the flip side, apparently a Texas player that I guess there's video of it where he's shoving a girl, a Texas Tech girl. Yep. So there's all these, and we see, every fan base has that guy,
right? Of course.
And so we take those events and go, oh,
that's why those fans are the worst.
What do you expect? It's Oregon State. Yeah. Shut up with that. Your fan base, whoever you're a fan of, has that same dude, okay? Yeah. So shut up. Like, just those small instances of bad fan behavior should never – we need to be smarter than to just say that blankets an entire fan base with a reputation. I think that's dumb.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of it.
Luke. I would agree.
I'm tired of it.
Yes. And there's some places where it is justified. Like, if you've ever been to a Giants-Dodgers game –
yeah, there are fans
that's
that
awful.
Are rowdy, but that's different. That's not just one thing.
No,
it's a general fan base reputation.
Yeah.
Say
yeah.
Oregon State doesn't have that.
But
of course, Oregon State has a couple of cancerous tumors, just like every other fan base.
Yep.
So get over that.
Yeah,
that's my public service announcement for the day. You. Now, Aaron Judge is up right now.
Ooh.
Against Kevin Gausman of the Blue Jays. They are in Toronto. Judge did not hit number 61 over the weekend. So he is batting right now. We'll keep you posted. And an asteroid is about to be redirected with an awesome rocket. And so a lot's going on, man.
The question was posed.
And John is in Salina, Kansas, about ready to play catch with my parents. I mean, like, how do we keep up with all of this?
I mean, there's just so many things going on. A question for the two of you, because this was posed to me. Over the weekend on the Center and the Saints.
Base hit, Aaron Judge.
What is
nice hit?
What is the bigger deal for Aaron Judge if he ends up hitting 62, mm-hmm. if he ends up winning the Triple Crown, or the fact that he's a free agent.
Oh, I think that last part is...
That dude's laughing.
He's laughing all the way to the bank.
Dude, bet on yourself, man. Yeah. And everybody ripping him for not taking... What was the offer? $350 million?
No, it wasn't quite that much. He was offered... We went through this last week. It was, I think it was 7 years. Whatever $30 million a year is for 7 years. Can you do that math? I think it was like $213 million or something like that.
Okay.
Does that sound right?
Yeah, that sounds right. I thought it was more than
that. No, it would be more than that. You're right. Wouldn't that be 35?
Yeah, anyway, it's...
Is anybody good at math at this station?
Not me.
It was a seven-year deal.
I know leaders really well. 7 is 21.
Yeah, 280.
Yeah, I was right
the first time.
Yeah, you were right the first time.
$213 million.
Yes, but... What a gamble! I mean, and just go out there and to
have the year of all years.
Own it.
You know, the last guy to do that was Joe Flacco.
Yeah, I suppose it was.
He had the perfect playoff run that season. Perfect.
I mean, he was 11 touchdowns, no interceptions.
That's what happens when you're elite.
That's right.
And then Joe Flacco's still elite.
Yeah. And then Lamar Jackson is sort of doing that right now too.
I would love to see that.
It's early, but that guy. He's having an MVP-like year again.
You always root for the player in that situation.
I do. Yeah, absolutely. 100%. I think it's good. You know, there's this old adage that players, you know, one of the dirty little secrets of sports is that oftentimes when players get paid big money, you know, you may not, it's not all of them, but you may not
Albert Haynesworth.
You may not see the type of performance, the type of elite athlete performance again because they just got paid, like just like you and I. Hey, you start paying me $8 million a year to do this. What do I care?
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
and now it's just so like, what do I have to do to be fired?
But in contract years, these guys, that is a thing, especially in the NBA. But it's all sports. Guys, they crank it up because they know they're about to get paid.
Yeah.
So that's what Aaron Judge is doing.
Well,
he's like, you know what I'm gonna do?
And then some. Like, you're talking about one of the all-time seasons.
Yeah. Oh, it's unbelievable. He's like, I think I'll just go win the Triple Crown. And now you have to offer me $35 million
a year. But it's winning the Triple Crown, but like, who's number two in home runs right now?
Kyle Schwarber is like 20 back. Yeah.
20 back.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
We haven't seen anything like this in a long time.
Yeah, it's been
in terms of how he's dominating in the same season as other players are doing nothing like what he's
doing. It's like Brady Anderson all over again.
It really is. It really... Okay, can we talk about the... Oh, we can't.
No.
We have run out of time again.
I feel like there's more time in the show.
That's true. We have other segments. We'll get to the... We've got some hot, very hot, smoldering Ducks Cougs takes. But up next, it's our primetime stock watch, what we're buying and selling from the weekend in sports. It is 4:13 on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Today.
All right, a lot of moving parts right now. It appears that based on social media posts, John Sekanik has arrived in the All-American City of Salina, Kansas. His life just got better. The NASA... The rocket did hit the asteroid, and Luke and I were privileged enough to watch it on the live stream.
I want to thank you for helping me see that, because I didn't know where to go, and then you just turned your computer screen, and being part of that moment with you,
yeah,
I feel like we have a
strong relationship. We'll never forget. Hashtag never forget. What would you describe what, what went down there?
So the large screen is the asteroid, and I don't know, 2-3 seconds, there is a refresh, and the camera on the rocket is enlarging the picture of the asteroid, which is amazing. And then in the lower left of the corner, a bunch of nerds getting very excited about it.
Yeah.
Very, very excited.
Very tight
about
pants.
It. Yeah, that's absolutely correct.
And then you get closer and closer to the asteroid, which looks just like a bed of rocks.
Yep.
And then it goes blue screen because, well, the camera was on the rocket. So the rocket blew up, and yeah. We have no idea. I mean, it did make impact with the asteroid. We just don't know what happened, and I'm waiting for an update from NASA. Yeah. They're going to text me.
Well, once the nerds get done celebrating, which could be weeks.
Dude, they are going to go hard in missionary tonight.
The missionary control is what they call it. Okay. Oh, yeah. The best part about it is it's a webcast. And there's actually, like, play-by-play. Not only talking about what you're seeing on the rocket, but,
yeah. Oh,
you know, they did a dress rehearsal of this just a couple weeks ago, and they were super excited about that. I can't imagine the emotion that they're going through. So it feels almost like a sports broadcast. It's like, but it's super subdued. It's like a golf broadcast, I would say, the equivalent. Only about very nerdy impact conversations. Yeah.
And they were saying things like, wow. And can you believe this?
Oh, you're starting to see the detail in the rocks as they get closer.
it looked like the rocks in my front yard.
Yeah. And I was very disappointed. I was hoping just at some point like you'd see like a dude standing on the asteroid just waving his arms. No! But it didn't happen.
All right, here is Patrick. By the way, I'm getting reports that John should be calling maybe at the start of In the News with...
Well, it's newsworthy.
Yeah, Catch 365. Yeah. So we'll have that for you. But here's Patrick with our Stockwatch.
All right, just a couple for you. Had to do some shifting around since we haven't quite got to the Oregon-Washington State game, so I will omit that while you folks chat about that later. Would you like to start in college or the NFL?
I want what you want. I always tell that to my wife.
Oh, nice.
She hates that.
All right. I'm okay with that.
I want what she wants.
Okay, we'll stay in college football for a moment. The college football AP poll is out and updated. 1-4 looks like your usual suspects, but 5-10... is kind of interesting. There's some old dogs and some new dogs, and I'll list them from 5 to 10 in order. Is Clemson, USC, Kentucky, Tennessee, OK State, and NC State.
Mm.
Buy or sell that Kentucky is the best of that whole group.
Oh, my God. Can you give me those teams again?
Clemson at 5, SC at 6, Kentucky at 7, Tennessee at 8, Oklahoma State at 9, and North Carolina State at 10.
I'm going to say NC State because I haven't seen them play.
Yeah, okay.
They're probably better, right?
I would assume.
I have no idea. I'm going to go Clemson, SC, the top two in there.
Yeah, I think the easiest thing to do is take the blue bloods that are in there. But also, you just go with coaching. I couldn't tell you who the head coach is at Kentucky or NC State.
Mark Stoops.
Is it really
Mark Stoops? Stoops.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there you go.
He's doing a good job there.
Yeah, well.
I watched him a little bit. Here's the only thing I know about Kentucky. I watched him a little bit playing Florida, and they look good. Apparently, this quarterback at Kentucky, there are some NFL teams that think that is the number one quarterback in next year's draft.
Yep, that he's the best quarterback in college football.
Yeah, well, there you go. I mean, I would go Clemson, and if they could figure out their offense, just because they've done it before with the old Dabo. And then and Lincoln Riley with a cupboard full of toys at USC. Getting past Oregon State was big, but I think that they're only going to get better as the year goes on, and I think you'll see that.
And the schedule, I'm going to go USC's schedule's pretty light.
And they don't have to play an SEC schedule like Kentucky does.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And then Clemson, you're right, with the DJ Ugulakaleli or whatever his name.
You know what? I was watching a little bit of the Clemson-Wake Forest game, and the broadcasters on that just decided to call him DJU, and I'm all in
I'm
on
all
that.
About that.
So DJU.
DJU, he looks better.
Yeah,
it's like Tua. Like everyone bought into Tua real quick.
Yeah, he's like, just put Tua on the back of the jersey. Forget Tunga, whatever it is. Just say, and then, like, and then his brother plays at Clemson. They're like, and Tua's brother. I'm like, okay.
Your second one. Speaking of Tua, I'll jump to the NFL here for a moment. But the guy who lost his job to Tua, Jalen Hurts, plays for the Philadelphia Eagles. Now the Commanders are not very good. That's fine. But with other top dogs losing this weekend, buy or sell that Sooks Eagles are the best team in the NFL.
I will sell that.
Wow. Big major sell.
Yeah, I think that the Eagles are probably the best team in that division. I don't feel very self-conscious saying that. I just think there's a lot of good teams, and it's about being the best team at the end of the year. Remember the last undefeated team last year was the Cardinals. and that didn't make them the best
That's
team
right.
in football.
So, yeah, they were, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. 7-0. They made it to 7-0. So winning early is not as important as winning late, and I think it's we're a long ways from seeing Jalen Hurts being able to be the guy when the moment matters. Last year, the Eagles really caught fire when they started just running the ball, and we know that that's not sustainable for quarterbacks. I think Jalen Hurts is throwing the ball better to start the year, but he'll get figured out, I think.
Yeah, I'm with you. We've been around long enough to have overly crowned so many teams in the first 3 or 4 weeks, and you can't fall into that trap. I think that Arizona is a good example.
Well, the Bills were unbeatable until this
until
weekend.
They just lost. Yeah. But the Bills are good. I mean, we know the Bills are going to be there in the end. They're good. The Eagles are certainly a playoff team, and if you look at their schedule, they're a bit like USC. Their schedule, they should be favored in most of the games the rest of the way.
Yep.
But you're right. We got to slow down crowning teams after three games. I think the other team I was thinking of, and I have to go look this up, but I think Dallas was 3-0 last year.
That sounds
and
right.
And weren't we jocking? And, you know, anytime Dallas is 3-0, we just all over
exciting.
Them. But the Eagles are good. Jalen Hurts is better. That's exciting if you're an Eagle fan, but no, best team in the NFL. No. It's probably my Colts. Oh,
obviously. Oh.
Well, they did win.
Well, they just beat the Bills.
If no, the Colts Chiefs. Beat the Chiefs.
Or Chiefs, I'm sorry. So,
Dolphins look good. They're
3-0. Chiefs were the best team in the football.
The only two 3-0 teams are the Dolphins and Eagles, and you could argue that Miami may be better than Philly.
The Giants after
are still
tonight.
Undefeated.
Oh, my Giants. That's right.
I'll flip that one upside down. The Bears aren't the worst team in the NFL.
Are we sure?
Well, that's
they're
I think
2-1.
I think that's the question.
Yeah, but see, they're one of the worst. They're bottom 3 or 4.
But are they the worst?
No.
I'm trying to think. Seattle's bad.
Dude, Seattle is so bad.
Yeah.
Like the Falcons and Seahawks were both actively trying to lose that game, and Geno Smith came out and said, "Wait a minute, I'm Geno Smith. You're not losing. I'm losing."
Well, and you saw like the emergence of you're like, oh yeah, Kyle Pitts is really good. Drake London is really good. Cordell Patterson as a running back is really good. And on the Seahawks, you went, yeah, Tyler Lockett still got a little bit. And DK, he make a great catch and then he'll drop one and then he'll do that. The best players on the field were all on the Atlanta Falcons in that game. And the win over the Broncos doesn't look as impressive as it did in week one. The reason they didn't give up on that game at the end like they did against the Falcons is because they wanted to beat Russ. But the Russell Wilson looks terrible through three games.
You know, this is a segment we do have carved out, and we can't, you know, we don't need to get into it here. But this, I've got buddies in Denver who are big Bronco fans, and boy, is the debate raging.
Booed twice at home, once on the road. So every game, Russell Wilson is trying to be booed this year.
But the debate is, you know, is it more on Hackett and the coaching staff, or is Russell Wilson, did they just get a dud? Like, he's not that good anymore. I feel like it's more on, it's the pairing of the two that you're seeing some flaws. And they still have time to get it together.
But isn't that the reason that Russell Wilson left is because they kept trading out offensive coordinators? Like, he's on now, what, his fourth coaching staff? If you look at it from an offensive standpoint, because Pete Carroll's defensive guy, right? The reason they got rid of Daryl Bevel, and then I'm trying to remember who replaced him, but he was run out of town, and they brought in the guy from the Rams who's now there because they needed to get this new Sean McVay, you know, rub off to get out there and to get a more dynamic offense, and they were terrible last year.
It was Schottenheimer.
Yeah, you're right, Brian Schottenheimer.
They threw him in there.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't so bad in Seattle, Russ.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll get to that some other time. But worst team in the NFL, I don't... Was the question the Bears
the
are?
The Bears?
Yeah. They're not.
They are not. No, they're definitely not. I'll buy that. But they're close.
Because at the beginning of the season, we all looked at the Bears and said, that team is god-awful.
Well, they're terrible. They can't... I mean...
Well, it's not the Jaguars either.
Well, no, it's definitely not the Jags. It's probably Houston who just lost to Chicago.
Yeah.
They did manage to tie the Colts, though. So it's hard to go off a record at this point.
Yeah.
The worst teams are the Bears, the Texans, the Seahawks. I think the Falcons are going to be right there.
Yeah.
The Raiders are 0-3, but I don't think we should put them among the worst teams yet.
Panthers
aren't great.
Yeah.
They're not great. So I don't think the Bears are the worst, but I think in the end, by the end of the season, we could revisit this and there'd be a case to be made.
The nice thing is if the Bears end up being the worst and you're a fan of any of those other teams, it's the Bears are the one team that will not be going after a quarterback. So
right.
You've got that.
Right. That's a good. That's a, actually a really good point.
Oh, I'm glad you're surprised.
Finally, there is a first.
Ah, there you go.
There's a first time for everything. All right, we got to go. I guess John standing by in Salina. We have a live in the news call-in coming up next. Kickoff in the news, but first, Patrick with SportsCenter.
Now, from the Fan Sports Desk, a SportsCenter update on.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, it is 4:35. We take a break from hot sports talk.
Yep.
Luke is in for Souk. It is September 26, 2022. Time now for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello. Today is a very special day because we do have breaking news live.
So excited.
I believe from Salina, Kansas, but more specifically from my backyard where I grew up playing wiffle ball.
Nice.
I believe we have John Sekanik with the Catch 365 Roadshow. John, can you read me?
I can read you, Isaac and Luke. Can you hear me okay?
We've got you. Loud and clear, sir. What's going on there? Set the scene.
Well, I'll tell you this right now, Isaac Ropp. The All-American City of Salina, Kansas, they opened their arms to me tonight, and Midwestern hospitality is as described. It's wonderful. I have maneuvered my way through the All-American City to the Isaac Ropp childhood home, and I am standing right now in your backyard where, according to your father, Jack, this is where the greatness of Isaac Ropp was born, on the wiffle ball fields of the backyard. And I couldn't be more honored to be standing in your backyard right now playing catch with your dad, who's standing right here right now, wants to say hi to you, Isaac.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? How you doing? Are you throwing it okay?
My arm is pretty good. I'm a little shaky on receiving it, but okay. I'm great on throwing it.
Good. Good. I was a little worried about that with the, you know, some side pain.
John's a big target.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. All right. Is mom going to throw?
She's in the house, but she's going to throw, but in there.
Oh, okay. Good.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Okay. This is great.
Yeah. She probably yelled at you for throwing in the house your whole life.
Exactly.
How many times you get in trouble for throwing in the house, and she's going to do it on your radio show?
They let me do it all, Rob. I wore my shoes in the house. I put my feet up on the table. Like, it's. They just welcomed me with open arms. But yes, your mother is willing to be a part of Catch 365. We're actually going to do it live from the shag carpeting.
Great.
So we're gonna head inside. I've seen the carpeting. I've seen the childhood room. And it's just magical right now. I think it's really wonderful.
You're in heaven. Can you picture the? So you said you're in the backyard. You're actually in the bottom backyard. There are actually two backyards back there, and it's not a huge property by any means. Trust me. But there is a lower level to the backyard where we did make a wiffle ball field. Can you picture a wiffle ball field back there, or is it all overgrown now?
No, it's great. In fact, Jack showed me kind of the layout of the field. He said, this is where the boys hit, and there's a tree missing now, he said, and there was a screen that you guys would hit over. But I actually think this is an amazing yard for wiffle ball. And I'm telling you, this is where I can see in my mind's eye where Isaac Ropp developed his powerful lefty stroke here, because for a left-handed hitter back here, you really got to crank one to get it out.
And then you're hitting at the hill, so there's a like at spring training, just sit up in the grass and watch the wiffle ball games.
Well, we had a fence, and the hitting it over the right side was definitely harder than the left side.
Yeah.
Me being a lefty, but it was always me versus Dan Short, and he would lie about how many home runs he hit.
Yeah.
But I think I was the home run king from Everett Field. That's world famous.
Everett Field.
Everett Field.
Oh,
had a sign and everything.
Everett Field.
Yeah.
I took some photos. There'll be some Twittering tonight and some social media. I took some photos here. I asked your dad. I said, where would you like to play? You want to go out front where the public can see us? And he said, you know what? I got the perfect place.
Yeah.
And I've been to the Field of Dreams, and that same feeling you get when you walk out into the corn is the kind of feeling you get when you walk down to the lower level here at Everett Field.
I can only imagine.
Now, John, one of the dangers in life is, you know, getting your expectations too high, and we always worry that you go to Fenway or you go to the Field of Dreams Stadium that you overhype the experience. What's the reality versus expectation at Everett Field?
Off the charts right now. Listen, and in all honesty, right? We've been visiting with your parents, and I kind of explained to them a little bit about Catch 365 and how it was born, and I've been able to share some stories with them. And it is a silly endeavor, right, to try to play catch with somebody every day for a year. And for heaven's sakes, I flew halfway across the country to play catch with people I don't know. But I feel like I know your parents. They're reoccurring characters on your show. I've talked about them. We've heard the stories. And so to literally walk up the front porch, in fact, your dad told me when he opened the door, he's like, you were just beaming, John. You were smiling. And it's so cool to be here. My wife and I have been giddy all day driving to Salina. And it's just awesome. It's really cool. Your parents are wonderful people, more than willing and game for this silly endeavor. And it is really cool to be here in your backyard and play catch with your dad on day 209.
Well, I think it's awesome that you did it. So thank you for doing that. You made their day. I know that they are excited. And we will look for your social media post tonight. What is it? At John Sakanik?
At Jay Sakanik on Instagram and Twitter. There'll be some stuff out there. I'll post some photos and stuff and write a little blurb about it. But it's really cool, Isaac. It really is. My brother and I have joked for years, because you talk about Salina all the time, right? And your family, it's what made you. And we've always joked that it would be funny to just show up here in the middle of Kansas and visit them. And 209 days ago, I started playing catch. And today I'm standing here with your dad in your backyard playing catch. It's really, really neat.
It's kind of cool how Catch 365 has evolved into things like this, you know? You're doing a great job with it. It's really cool, and it makes people's day. And I know that there is no one more proud of Salina, Kansas, than that man you're playing catch with right there. So let him take you out on the town and get you a cozy burger and maybe a Bogey's shake, and you'll be all
set. We're gonna head out to dinner here after we get done with you and visit some more, and then I'll leave them to their peaceful slumber. But here you can say you can talk to your dad again one more time while we're here.
Okay. All right. Are you okay?
This is like putting icing on the cake, Isaac, on our ball field down here.
Right. It's kind of like a ceremonial end to Everett Field. Like, this is a good way to end it.
Yeah. Or Everett Field in Brooklyn, you know, when they got ready to tear it down. This is a good
Yes.
This is a good way to put our final blessing upon the
right.
our wiffle ball court with your seven buddies or however many would get down here.
Yeah.
I remember
those. Those are fond memories. Well, thank you for letting him do that.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Take him out to dinner on me. Well, actually, on the old man.
Just Venmo him.
Yeah.
It's your dad has Venmo.
In all seriousness, Rob, it's really cool. Your parents are great. It's neat to be here. Right. I've had a great time with them. So it's pretty fun. I will agree. It's really maybe my favorite catch so far.
Well, we'll look for your post. Thank you, John.
Yeah, I'll have to. I might have to come in and like on Wednesday when I'm back, I can come in at 6 o'clock and do the club and break down the whole Salina trip for you.
Yeah, you got. There's more in your future. He's not going to let you get out of there without without a good time. So. Have fun.
No. It's all good. Yeah. All right. Thanks, you guys.
All right. There he goes. John Sekanik,
greatness
live from
my
old wiffle ball field. By the way, I didn't tell him that's where we used to go back and shoot our old dogs when they'd die, you know. But no one needs to know that. I don't need to know about that. No, I'm kidding.
Your dad saying the end of the field, though, compared to Ebbets Field. Is he taking dynamite to the...
I don't know what that meant.
He definitely made it sound like, well, that's it. After tonight, we're blowing it up.
Turn it into a rock quarry. Like, just... Boom.
I've been meaning to tell you I was going to torch this place.
All right.
Well, my dad was an old Brooklyn Dodgers fan, so sure. Ebbets is top of mind for him. His dad was a Yankee fan, and he hated you know how you either pick the team that your dad roots for or you root against the team that your dad roots
both
for?
Both perfectly acceptable decisions.
Yeah.
Not going against or going with.
He rooted against the Yankees, so Brooklyn was his team. Anyway, that's awesome. And Mom, you know, she's kind of immobile, so that's why she will be in the house on the green shag carpeting in the mirrored wall. We have mirrored walls in there.
You got in so much trouble throwing in the house, though.
Yeah, we used to play Nerf baseball in the house because there's actually kind of a retaining wall thing. It's kind of hard to explain, but it was good for a home run wall.
Okay.
So we take, you know, those little wood bats that they would give you when you go to the major league games, the Royals games, little kid wood
little
bats.
Fish whackers.
Yeah, we would get those with a Nerf ball and there play when it was storming outside and we couldn't go down to Everett Field. Sorry.
Yeah.
We would play in the house. Yeah. Mom was, and would scratch her records because she would always be playing records.
Yeah.
And so, of course, the ball would hit the record player.
Yeah, we always did the tube of wrapping paper with the last piece of wrapping paper covered in scotch tape.
Good times. All right, well, keep an eye on John's social media for some photos of that little operation out there. We'll get back to In the News coming up next. We need to rally around one Woodburn man who is trying to win a contest.
All right.
And I'll tell you what that contest is when we return. It is 4:45 on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
1080 The Fan.
All right, Aaron Judge is up right now in the top of the third in Toronto. He is 1-for-1 in the game against Kevin Gausman, and it is a 2-2 count. Yankees are leading 2-0, so we'll see in here if Judge can hit number 61 and tie Roger Maris for the AL single-season record.
Also the Yankees single-season record. It's funny when you look at just how great this team is over the years, just all the great players that have gone through New York.
Screw the Yankees.
I know, right?
Here's a man named Musio Chavez.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to show him to you. I want you to see this photo. See that?
Oh,
what stands out?
What doesn't stand out? Jeez, that is a power mullet.
About Musio Chavez?
And then he's wearing what would it be, like a windshield for a model car as sunglasses. He looks fantastic.
Yeah, and he's got the old person chain where you hang the glasses down over your neck.
Yeah, he's wearing like the what are they, the Pit Vipers or whatever, but with the gold chain holding them on.
But as you pointed out, he has a nasty mullet. I didn't see what happened there. Did he walk, Patrick?
He did walk.
Okay, so Judge walked. This guy is
maybe not to a chorus of boos because it's in Toronto.
Yeah. Although, if I'm at the game,
I guess I
boo. Come on, throw strikes.
Yeah, serve him up.
Yeah.
I want to see it.
You like to be, if you could be the guy that gave up the record-breaking home run, is there anything else in sports that's quite as cool as like being the butt of a great achievement? Like, was it Favre that fell down for Strahan's, you know, record-breaking sack or whatever it is? Is there anything better than giving up that home run and just being like, cool, part of history?
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that.
No?
But I would say,
like, if you have to be on the wrong end of a record, because it's only one.
I don't think
62.
It's a horrible thing. Nobody ever really remembers. Yeah. And it's a good story to tell as you're,
that's exactly what I mean.
Later in your life.
Yeah.
But if I'm Gausman here, you're still, I mean, they're in the pennant chase. Like, they're trying to win a game.
Yeah.
So you can't really serve it up. But let's say this is the, you know, I don't know, the Royals.
Yeah.
They're out of it. Hell, sure. If I'm the pitcher, I'm giving him a meatball.
Yeah. Like, I have a friend.
Hit that out.
I have a friend who played high school baseball in Missouri and gave up a home run to Albert Pujols in high school. Mm. He claims that the ball still has not hit the ground.
Yeah.
22 years
He was later. In Kansas City, right? Pujols?
Yeah. And so, but, you know, he still tells that story, like, all these years later. Now the guy's hit 700 home runs. It's awesome. Like,
yeah.
Getting you know, just right. crushed.
Good story.
Yeah.
Musio Chavez had the idea to grow out his mullet back in 2014, but he didn't do it until 2020 when COVID hit.
Okay.
And then he started working from home, and then he was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to grow a sweet mullet. And now, this guy's from Woodburn. Did I mention that?
You did.
He is from Woodburn. And he is hoping to win Best Mullet in America.
Oh.
There is a contest, and he is entering this thing. And let me tell you something. I mean, I don't see other mullets to compare it to, so I don't know if this is a good mullet or if it has any chance. That's a mean mullet.
It's a good mullet. We actually did look at the results of last year's or the year before's on the Sinner and the Saint. We pulled up the photos of the Best Mullet contest.
Does it blow this away?
Well, I don't know that it does, but it is worth the effort to type in the Google search bar the results of that, because there are a whole lot of ways to make your mullet spectacular.
Right.
I mean, the greatest mullet that I've ever seen in person was walking out of the Safeway on 162nd and 4th Plain in Vancouver, Washington.
Of course.
And this guy was about 5'4", but he had the barrel chest, wearing the bomber jacket, wearing his aviator sunglasses, and he was walking out of there with, you know how short, stout guys kind of have that side to side where their arms just pivot around their body when they walk. They're just that kind of machismo where their arms cannot rest down at their sides. They have to stand up, elbows out.
Like Souk walks?
Like Souk walks.
Yeah, he kind of does that.
Only at 5'4".
He has a march.
And so this guy's walking out of there, and he has the blonde spiked mullet in the front, long straight in the back. But the amazing thing about this guy is he had the only thing distinguishing him from his son, who I imagine was his son, was he had the thin blonde beard. His son was walking right next to him wearing the same bomber jacket, had the same strut, and the same mullet the kid had to have been 5 years old. That's the best mullet that I've ever seen. Matching mullets, father and son, couldn't have been prouder, just letting it blow in the breeze. It
well,
was
Mr. Chavez here has the state of Oregon shaved into the left side of his head.
Proud.
So he's got a couple of things going on. He's got a nice flow up top, which looks like just, you know, like a business guy. You know, he's nice and combed and looks great in the part. And then he's got shaved sides, but then just, God, think like Noah Syndergaard flow in the back. And it is really something, although he has dark hair. So he is going to be trying to win Best Mullet. The winner gets a grand prize of $2,500. And there is online voting. It's called the U.S. Well, it's the USA Mullet Championships. There is a website. And online voting for the top 25 opens on October 7th and runs through October 11th. And you can vote for him. So let's get our Oregon guy, our Woodburn bro.
Yeah.
Top mullet.
Get in there and support him. I mean, you're competing against the Midwest. You grew up in the Midwest.
I had a mullet.
Sure.
I also had a rat tail.
Oh, did you both?
I had both. Well, I mean, not at the time.
Of course.
Yeah, the rat tail was a thing.
Yes, it definitely was. Yeah. I don't know that I ever had one. But just when you go back to visit your folks, I mean, the mullet never really went away out there, did it?
No, you'll see. Yeah. I mean, you'll see that.
Yeah.
You'll see Jethro out there from time to time.
Yeah.
Still exists.
Yeah. I think there's I don't think it's a slam dunk. It's a pretty sweet mullet. But yeah, he's going to need your support. So
yeah, I'd like to see the other mullets. I think I'm going to log on to that website. And
I think it's worth it.
Give it a run.
Worth your time.
All sure. right. There's your In the News for September 26, 2022. It is a busy day in sports, including Blazers Media Day. We have a new performer for the Super Bowl halftime show, and we'll get you caught up on some injuries. So we'll get to all of that coming up next in what we like to call the Hot 5 at 5. It is 4:56 on The Fan.
Colin here for the local Diamond Guy.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.